Jueves, C-U-E-V-A-S, Barbosa, B-A-R-B-O-S-A, Aurora, A-U-R-O-R, A-U-R-O-R-A. Our patient is a 33-year-old young lady, came in yesterday for a physical exam. Patient is back today to go over her blood work. Her blood work shows a low vitamin D. She does feel a little different. She has some abdominal discomfort, some tiredness. Her well-being, in quotation, is definitely off, and I told her low B12 can cause the lack of well-being feeling. We're going to replace that. We also looked at her abdomen because she did have increased liver function test. This is most likely related to her fatty liver. Her gallbladder looked normal. We have to also look at her thyroid. She has no family history of thyroid cancer or no evidence of thyroid nodule. This is important because she wants to start on GLP-1. She was given the name of a clinic that does that in the area, period. She's not anemic. Upper and lower extremity, which has had some pain off and on, shows no DVT or PVD, period. Kidney function within normal limits, no sign of diabetes, period. Findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Patient also has some snoring issues. I looked at her heart. There's no evidence of sleep apnea with increased increased size of the right ventricle. She talked about getting tested because her father has it, and she thought he might be genetic. I told her if she starts on tirzepatide, loses weight, that's not going to be a problem. We'll revisit that in 3 months. Next time is come back in 3 months. Next time is recheck vitamin D level. Next number is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number, she's not anemic, but she's having a period on a regular basis, so it's important for her to take a prenatal vitamin every day as well, which she will go on to do. Thank you.